Did you know that there is a major difference between religion, with an S, and Christianity? You see, Christianity was founded, organized, and taught by Jesus Christ. That's Christianity. A faith and a belief in Jesus, God's only Son. He came and taught what Christianity really is. And then there's religion, which is promoted, organized, founded, and taught by man. The difference here is one is of the truth and the other one is of a lie. You have to know the difference simply by getting into your Bible, the King James Version, studying what Jesus taught, study the Old Testament history in King James, and then go from there. You will truly find out the difference between Christianity versus other religions. Did you know that there was a major difference between Christianity, faith, and religions? Many people don't even know that. There is no comparison between Christianity and religion. I have a verse here in the Bible that I like to be speaking from today concerning Christianity and other religions. Here in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1, I'm going to read verses 1 through 6 for you. Jesus has already spoken to the issue that there many have come and said, "Lord, Lord," but he said, "I don't even know them." These are the people that are deceiving and corrupting the word and trying to alter the word of God and do all kind of devilish things to mislead peoples. But here in 1 John chapter 4, the Bible speaks of testing the spirit or try the spirit to see if they are of God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." And can I clarify a little bit? When it speaks to spirits here, it's simply talking about another human being. "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God's. Because many false prophets," this includes teachers and preachers and pastors and all those that are false standing against Jesus, "many false prophets are gone out into the world." Verse 2 says, "Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." Verse 3, "And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist." That human being is professing and preaching and teaching for the devil. He is not on the side of Jesus Christ. He's working for the devil himself. And he's called Antichrist. He's against Christ. "Whereof you have heard that it shall come, and even now already is in the world." The Antichrist is already here, working his evilness undercover. Verse 4, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you and he that is in the world." Verse 5, "They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them." Verse 6, "We are of God. He that knoweth God hears us. He that is not of God hears not God." He is not us. "Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." I want you to read that whole chapter, verses 1 through 21 in 1 John. It goes into details about the enemy of God and who he is. And then it points out the Antichrist spirit that is in the land today teaching and deceiving many. Let me get into this religion versus Christianity. Religion is simply a man-made process. And here's some definitions that I just want to share with you about this. Religion was founded and is founded by man. It is his or her own theology or philosophy. It is a system of attitude towards something that they believe in. Their belief is centered around rituals and work. Yeah, they believe that you got to work your way through to get to Jesus, to get to God, to get to heaven. They believe in rituals, and they base everything around the rituals. They practice and worship in their own synagogues, teaching and preaching their own philosophy and theology. Some of you might be caught up into these kind of organization right now, but listen to me very carefully. It is called a false religion when they teach against the very word of God. When they go against the Bible and what God has already said about Christianity, then they teach against it. That Jesus called them Antichrist. You know, he had a lot of trouble with the Antichrist spirit in the Bible. Here he spoke against the Pharisees and the Sadducees and some that spoke against him and his word. They spoke against his teaching of grace. The Bible says when they stand against him, they are not of him. When they stand against Jesus, they are not of Jesus. Christianity tells us that God's word
was originated, that God's word is originated and inspired by God. God inspired the word and gave it to man, and man began to write the Holy Bible. The word of God is inspirational and is not of man, but of God himself. Verse 16 says that the word, the Holy Word, was given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Here in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, talking about the origin of the Holy Bible and how we got the scriptures from God. The Bible said the word of the Holy Bible was given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Then verse 17 said that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. What is the definition of a Christian believer? Christianity is a way of life and was founded by the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 and 12. Our Christian way of life is based on the doctrine of Jesus. Here in 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, verses 1 through 58, you need to read that. Paul is teaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christianity faith is designed for all believers. The faith in Christianity is designed for all believers. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. The Christian faith centers itself around salvation by faith. Christ's teaching here in Acts 4, 12. The teaching of Christianity produces changes in our life. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. Christianity is a belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, which was first noted in Antioch. Acts 11, verse 26. Religion and Christianity has no comparison or no interest in each other. One is ordained and driven by old Satan himself, by his spirit, and the other one is inspired of God and driven by the Holy Spirit to teach us, lead us, and to guide us into all truth. The man of God knows and understands the fullness of God. The person that have rejected Jesus and went against his teaching of his word do not understand the mystery of godliness, because God would not reveal his mystery to someone that is rejecting him. And that is, when you test the spirit, you can easily find out that Antichrist spirit. Christianity is in reference to believers in Christ, brothers in Christ, children of God, his disciples or disciples for Christ, the elect of God, friends of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs of Christ. They are the light of the Lord. They are the light of the world and members of his church. Christians, priests, and saints are called Christian. Prophets and pastors and ministers are those that believe in the process of Jesus' teaching are Christian. Christians are the salt of the earth. They are his sheep. They are his shepherds. They are his soldiers. They are called sons of God. They are witnesses for the Lord and soul winners. These statements are in reference to what a Christian is and what he believes in. And we are to live Christ-like, having our qualities and characters like Jesus. There is a major difference between Christianity and other religion. A religious person or an organization of religion, they proclaim, name, believe, and promote anything they believe in and call it their religion. They can become pastors, they can become priests, they become prophets, teachers. They can make examples of what the Word of God said and act just like their Bible teaches us. They can promote their own philosophies and act the same way to deceive many. The Bible said if it was possible, they could deceive the very elect. Well, the elect know Jesus. Jesus know his sheep. So that's really not possible for them to deceive God's children. They become pastors and go and set up their own churches and their own Satan worship synagogues to worship their religion the way they want to worship it. And they can lead multitudes astray. When people start seeking after other religions and walk from God or turn their back on his word, they are the easy prey. They can get caught up into a situation that will sniff their life right away from them. If you remember Jim Jones, they would even try to alter the word of God and make profit from the word of God, sell the word of God. They would do everything that is contrary to what the Christian belief is. Wake up. and study the word for yourself. Jesus said the false prophets are not coming, but they are already here. Found in Mark 13, chapter 13, verses 21 and 23. In St. Matthew, the 24th chapter and the 24th verse. The false prophets are ministers of the false gospel. They will teach a false gospel and deceive you in a hurry. Bible says that they come to teach a lie, Jeremiah 28 and 15. They come bringing false peace, Jeremiah 23 and 17. They pretend to be true believers of the word of God, Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. They come to teach corruption, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 10 through 22. You need to read some of this for yourself so you'll know, because those that are not anchored in the word of God and reading it for themselves, they are the prey of these false prophets that are in the land today. The false teachers are those who teach contrary to the word of God. They will always be teaching contrary to the word of God.
The Bible said in John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You've been listening to The Gospel with Brother Moore.